after ascending intervals is, of course, descending intervals. I've already mentioned briefly why these are qualitatively different, in that when you have an ascending interval, the bottom note essentially acts as a stabilizer, and then all the information about the relationship between the notes occurs when the second note is played. When you have a descending interval, the process becomes quite different. In the first place, you have a different interval. Except for the tritone, which is precisely in the middle of the octave, any two given tones have two different relationships to each other. C and G form a perfect fifth, but G and C form a perfect fourth. And so, when you hear a descending interval, the process in the first place has been flipped around, so you hear the bass note second, and you'll need to be able to learn to identify the interval from hearing the bass note rather than thinking backward to the note that you heard before and figuring out what kind of ascending interval that forms. And in the second place, because you hear the notes in the wrong order, they form a different interval than the one that you're trying to identify. If you hear a G followed by a C, yes, that does form a perfect fifth descending, but a C in any octave has a similar relationship to a G, and that is a perfect fourth. Between these factors, descending intervals are considerably different experience than ascending intervals and require additional, specific, advanced training. Once you begin training with descending intervals, you may also begin using the one note below exercises that will train you to listen to single scale degrees that are lower than the key signature orientation.